Welcome to Casual Nerddom, a place where you can be nerdy without being an expert, where you can be real without being woke.
Now, what do we mean by that? If you watch Game of Thrones, special episode, what's up, you guys? This is Casual Nerddom. We're back.
And you better know who made it by now, because this is a Game of Thrones episode. It was definitely George R. R. Martin who wrote the books.
Facts.
It was D.B. Weiss and David Benioff that wrote the series. And it was on HBO.
Facts.
So that's what you need to know before we go into what Game of Thrones is. If you don't know what it is, That's what you need to know. The books are available.
Still excuses at this point.
Yeah. Come on.
All right, listen. So we're back, Casual Nerddom, for a special episode of Game of Thrones.
I felt like we were summoned.
We're doing this because we're Game of Thrones fans.
It's serious.
It's very serious for us. And we got a lot of opinions about how it ended. I know the world.
Everyone got opinions.
Anyway, we're going to get into it. But let's talk about, when did you first start watching Game of Thrones, Chris?
All right, so I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. Listen, I'm not one of those people that was, watching Game of Thrones all of these years. I wasn't one of those guys that was, copping pelts and going to cons. I want to do that stuff, but I honestly watched Game of Thrones season 1 through 3, I believe, years ago. But after they came out, online, back when, when I was, I used to be home a lot in college, so I watched a lot of anime and I binged a lot of other shows. So a lot of shows that now, I watched them back then. So I wound up watching the first 3 seasons of Game of Thrones, just in one shot. And then I think at the time, I found another show and then I just kind of forgot about it. Because it was really heavy for me at the time. But I liked it. Fast forward to this year. I would say 3 months ago, if you asked me on Game of Thrones, I would have been like, I don't know.
Yep.
I forgot. I forget a lot of the things that happened. But I remembered watching season 1 through 3. So we said, you know what? Season 8 is coming out. We was already doing season 1 by this time. And I'm like, crap, this is a really big nerd thing, and I don't pay no attention to this, you know? Mm-hmm. And Adrian was like, what was Adrian like?
Adrian was like, you need to watch this shit, B. This shit's fucking incredible,
and
bro.
I was like, all right, cool, my bad, because I did watch up to the Red Wedding, so I did see, that moment. And at that time, I don't know if I was, maybe wasn't ready, I don't know, but I just was like, I don't know, I'm done. And, cause I remember that and I was like, oh shit, they're not playing with this. And so, but then my wife was like, listen, she wants to catch up on the show cause she never got to see it. So we had Hulu and I was like, well, you know, we're not cheap bastards. Let's get the HBO subscription. A lot of people are like, I'm gonna watch it legally. Listen, I tell y'all, support y'all shows, support the streaming services. This is what it is now. Honestly, you can keep going online illegally and show boxing and everything and movie boxing and everything. But when these shows get canceled because they don't have viewership, you're going to be part of that problem.
Yes, you are.
So if you can pay for a subscription, right now T-Mobile has something called T-Vision. They got HBO on there. You can get HBO, even with your normal TV now. You can get it. So support the show because places like HBO, that's home box office. They shoot movies, bro. That's what they do. So, you know, I didn't understand that watching back then. I would probably have been more into it, knowing that, they're suiting this in a cinematic way. Mm-hmm. And so she watched the first 3 seasons and then, over the span of, 4 days. And then I kind of jumped in after that to kind of watch what I missed. And then we sat down together around my work schedule and we watched the rest of it. And we were ready because for us, for me, and this is why, we're going to have a lot of big discussion today, because for me, the show knowledge for us is fresh. Like 6 months ago, we wouldn't know shit about the show. Now, we know everything in the span of, 2 months. So, for me, everything that's happening in the last season, last episode, has a massive amount of callbacks because I've been doing it. Plus, I'm a nerd person, so I go on YouTube, I look up the history, the books, the facts, stuff that was taken out. You know, I like to know
the theories.
Yeah, the theories. I like to know what's going on. I like to see what people think. I like to see how people will make the theories work. You know, and I feel like as time goes on, as a writer myself and as someone who talks about things, you having a cinematic flair after a while. You know, you watch enough movies where you kind of get, you know, you don't become a movie buff, but you kind of get an eye for certain things.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people with Game of Thrones specifically felt like because they've been watching the show for so long, they all are experts.
Like me. I've been watching the fucking show since probably, I want to say, 2014. Yeah, about 2014, okay? And I've invested a lot of time into this show. You know what I'm saying? It's been an emotional journey for me watching this show. And that is probably why people like myself have felt betrayed and let down by the Game of Thrones team in this last season, okay? Nah. All right, now, I was a very, very, very adamant person of telling everybody that I knew that you had to watch Game of Thrones. I was like, yo, watch Game of Thrones. Like, now, all of my black friends, all my friends is like, oh, bro, I'm not watching no Game of Thrones. I'm like, bro, watch Game of Thrones. I'm telling you, you're going to like it. Get past the first season. I'm telling you right now, you're going to like this show. And it's like, yo, bro, nah. And then they start watching it, and they like it. I said, I told you. I told you. So, if you out there, and you black, and you like, oh, nah, I'm not into that mythical dragon shit, I'm telling you, watch the show. End of the first season, you're going to be like, oh, nah, I want to know what happens next.
Nah, the show is raw, bro. Like let's just talk about, like, not even talk about. Just think about, I'm trying to, like, the fact that the first episode ended with Bran falling out the tower.
Oh, bro.
Like, if you're not on it from then, you got to be on it when they shift to Essos and you see Daenerys and all that. You'd be like, what is going on with, like, this bitch is just in basically the slave to her brother. Like, you know, like, you don't understand what's going on. Just be like, this is wild crazy. So, the story, that's the problem with a lot of things that people are saying with the show. Like, those character scenes and a lot of people are harping on, like, where people should have ended up and character arcs and crap like that. I don't think it's that serious.
I mean, it is that serious. You can't set up all of these freaking subplots for this long. This would be like, you know what, fuck it. We're not going to go with any subplots. Let's go all out the fucking window.
I'm a mystical person, so I like stuff like, you know, the information about the Three-Eyed Raven, the Worgen, the Night King, all of that stuff, how that worked. And they kind of abandoned that. Like, and here's what I realized last night, and this is why I'm glad we're doing this today. I realized that Season 8 took out traveling scenes.
Yes, it did.
Because we realized people just showed up. They was like, we got to get to this place. And then they're just there. I'm like, whoa,
and
wait.
And they replaced it with 5 second screens, 5 seconds of black screen to transition into.
Not even that. It is showing us pulling up. Like the Hound and Arya left, like before Daenerys and them, right? And it's pulled up like after they got there. Like, yeah, we're here. I'm like, whoa, whoa. So y'all ain't have no. So, what did y'all talk about? Yeah, and I feel like for them, maybe Arya, I could see them not having much of a conversation, I guess. But in the earlier seasons, you would see them traveling. When they parted ways while traveling, you would, you know, in the middle of nowhere. Like, there's a lot of middle of nowhere scenes in the earlier seasons because yeah. People are trapped. From the north to, think about this, Dorne is sand, bro. Mm-hmm. And the north is winter. Like, do you know how many miles we have to travel in order just to naturally get from snow to sand? On horseback? I'm like, and you're going to tell me that people don't have character development for these 2 weeks they're on horses? So that's why I'm like, okay.
You have to sail from Dorne.
That's even worse, bro. Yeah.
Anyway.
That's even worse. There's no time on the ship. Even before that, with the on the ship, there was scenes on the ship, man, when it got attacked and all that. Like, took away a lot of those little scenes. True. I understand people. I know that's what they wanted.
People are going to say, oh, they didn't have enough episodes to do that. Listen. HBO told the writers of Game of Thrones, we can do 10. We can do 10.
They wanted 10 seasons.
10 seasons, whatever.
They wanted 10 seasons.
Fine, 10 seasons. We could have did 10 seasons, right? Game of Thrones, people said, no. Right? We can do it in 6. No, he said 10 episodes for this season. I'm pretty sure that's what they said.
He said 10 seasons and 10 episodes per season.
Yeah, and they told... The writers told Game, they was like, no, we're gonna do it in 6. I don't know why they said we're gonna do it in 6. I don't know what they thought in their mind that they would do in 6 episodes. But they tried it. And it was a letdown. Now, I'm not gonna say that the Battle of Winterfell wasn't awesome as hell. It was awesome as hell. It was. For me. But, you know, listen, one of the problems I had with Game of Thrones is that, like I said, they did all this character development on a character to show them that they're becoming this person. Like Arya. Arya became no one, right? She literally used that thing one time. One time. We never saw it again after that. And I was like, all of that development, this for us to never see her use her be no one or the faceless man again. Like, we just never saw it again. I mean, it would have been extra cool if she would have showed up as a zombie or something or whatever, you know, and then killed the Night King. That would have been fire. I mean, I liked it. I liked the way they did it. I liked the way they did that too. But I was like, it would have been extra fire if she would have actually used the skill that she had to pop up on her. All we saw was some wind fly pass, and then she killed him.
I even heard that, like, that John was distracting the dragon at the last part when he... Because here's the thing I thought about it. When I seen this scene again, I was like, wait, you're hiding right now. He's not moving. You turn around, you stand up, and you start yelling at the dragon. Why would you do that? And then, but they don't show what he's saying. But if you look at what he's saying, it's not like he's just yelling, right? But then I'm heard that the lines were him saying, go. And I'm like, so did he notice Arya was trying to sneak into the Godswood and distract the dragon? Because that would make sense. But then show it. Show, like, I know, I understand cinematically, like, just not showing Arya right up until she flies into the air makes way more sense cinematic-wise. But, like, you could have had him yelling go, and then we could have figured that out later, but you just blotted out, you had the music blaring over him yelling. So it's like, you don't know what the hell is going on. But that would have made sense because that's the only way to get into the Godswood. How would Arya not, you know what I'm saying? She had to get past the dragon. So, and as I knew, you know, John, it's like, John could have definitely snuck around. Why did John go through the gates? He could have run around the side of the castle.
John
honestly.
Was, oh, Lord. Listen, I'm not even getting to, like, how.
But that's the thing.
How useless John was in the episode, bro.
Why did Theon charge at the Night King? That made no difference.
We don't know. We don't know what.
But here's the thing.
We don't know.
It almost makes you want to fall back on maybe all of this happened in a specific way. And it's one of those things where, like, Bronn seems to have, like, multiverse vision where he sees multiple outcomes and then, like, just he only gets closer. And this is what I think. You get closer to the outcome you think is going to happen, the more shit that happens in that outcome. Like you say, you see fragments. You see things that might happen. You don't know exactly how it's going to happen. Like, maybe he's seen the Night King being killed at Winterfell, but he doesn't know exactly how. He's like, okay, well, I can't leave Winterfell, so I need to stay here. Maybe he's seen Arya could have run. Maybe he doesn't know. But if he did know, maybe that's why he gave Arya the dagger. So if he was like, we don't know how far, you know what I'm saying? Maybe he's seen that moment. Maybe he's seen that Theon died. Maybe he's seen that, all that. So when he's seeing Theon show up,
you know what he's seen? You know what he's seen? He's seen himself finessing the entire Game of Thrones.
Listen,
we're
gonna talk. All right,
into becoming the fucking king.
Let's do the topic then. Let's get into topic one. Right, is the last episode.
Oh, Lord.
Last episode. Wow. So, for me, and this is what I'm gonna say going forward, our opinions are gonna not be the same because I have the entire show fresh in my mind and I have ideas about. From a writing standpoint, what I think they were trying to do. Now, what I will say about the last season was that, like I said earlier, it took out a lot of the character. Like, so that's why that scene with Tyrion and Jon was so powerful, that conversation, because you don't get a lot of those anymore. And that was the thing. Like, it was important to have that scene, but you could have gotten more of that, you know? We could have had Dany talking to Jon more before that. We could have had Dany talking to, you know, other things happening. But things were kind of just flying forward. And I kind of feel like the idea behind rushing to King's Landing is kind of to give us the sense that the show is rushing to a conclusion. Mm-hmm. Because Sansa's like, we need to wait. We should wait a couple of days. Dany's like, nah, that'll just give Cersei more time. Then they rush down there, get the dragon killed. But if we get the dragon killed, then Jon has no dragon to ride. Makes his story a lot tougher. You know, yeah. Because if he had a dragon to ride, even if Dany was tripping... If John's riding Rhaegal, like, Rhaegal's going to do what he's saying at the end of the day. So he could have definitely tried to stop her or something to that nature. Or it would have taken a lot shorter. Like, that dragon would have been tripping because they would have had no rider. Like, you know what I'm saying? So if John, let's say John did not ride the dragon would have been wilding. And if he did ride the dragon, he wouldn't have went along with what was going on. So he would have tried to stop her or something. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or he would have said, screw it, let me just go get Cersei right away. Episode would have been over 20 minutes earlier. And that's the kind of thing that people are saying. Like, you didn't have to destroy the town. You could have flew straight for the castle if you really wanted to. But, you know, your shit got triggered. Fine. for me, I seen it happening because it's like, you know, like, and John, that conversation I had was him trying to justify, like, as a writer, saying, like, look what happened to her. Like, this happened, this happened, this happened. He's like, yeah, but you still killed millions of, like, mad people. Like, they're, like not millions. I think there were 1 million people in King's Landing. That's what they said in earlier season. And I'm like, okay, fine. Like, cool. That's not even, but this episode was just kind of the Dany looks so innocent talking to John. Like she is holistically, like, she's all in on what she wants to do.
She looked holistically crazy.
No, no, but that's the thing. Like, Emilia Clarke killed that shit. Because, like, yo, like, she's so calm. Like, she's not like she feels bad about anything she did. That nope. She's like, nah, like.
Which, to be honest with you, I ain't really feel that bad either.
Because at the end of the day, the people of King's Landing, I'm sorry, I know their innocence and all that, but, like, they seen Ned Stark get beheaded, and they cheered for that. You know what I'm saying? They was cool with that. And then when Cersei has walked the streets, they was cool with that.
They betrayed Tyrion ass mad time.
They ain't give a shit about Tyrion.
After he saved him.
No one's fessed up for him. That was messed up. They spit on Cersei, you know. So I don't even know why they listening to her.
Yeah.
Like, they ain't care what Tommen was doing. They was like, whatever with this dude, let the church take care of it. I'm like, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so last episode for me was, for me, I'm looking at it in terms of, like, the entire show and then the into season. The season itself is rushed. But for me, it feels like what happened was they put people back where they were originally going to wind up had all of this shit that happened in the last two seasons didn't happen. Because Jon Snow was originally, like, people could try to tell me he didn't want to go to the Night's Watch. Yes, he did.
Oh, bro, I'm not doing this with
yes,
you.
Yes, he did.
I'm not doing this and, with you.
And even above.
He only went to the Night's Watch because he had to. Listen, not because he wanted to. He wasn't like, yeah, I can't wait to grow up and be in the freaking Night Watch. No, that's not what he was thinking. He was like, I need to get out of here because fucking mom dukes don't like me.
I know, but but what else was he going to do? He couldn't do a lot else, so it is what it is. He still wasn't a Stark at the end of the day. So, but then he found solace at the Night's Watch, and then he found solace north of the Wall, which is where he really belongs, where he really wants to be at, which is where he went. Because the purpose of the Night's Watch is over. So he being exiled to the Night's Watch at the end, it's just him just letting him go do what the hell he wants to do. He didn't stay at the Castle Black. That he said, fuck, I'm going north. So they waited at Winterfell for him. Tommen and Ghost went to the Wall because Tommen had got used to... The Wall technically is still their territory. So now there's no Night White Walker, so they get to go and just live north of the Wall now and just prosper. Mm. So Jon kind of got to go back to where he was. Like, if the Night King stuff didn't happen, he would have stayed up there with the Wildlings and Ygritte. You know? And because then technically life came for him. Stannis came for the Wildlings. Like, this War of the Seven Kingdoms came and disrupted what he was just kind of up there doing, which basically was trying to unite the Wildlings and the people of the North into just saying, listen, we're not enemies anymore. Like, we're really not. And his purpose was fulfilled. He came back to life in order to stop the perpetuation of the Iron Throne, which he did. I'm pretty sure his purpose would have been fulfilled had maybe him becoming king. Maybe, like, I feel like there's a lot of different scenarios. Like, even Bran, let's say Bran became king before that. His purpose would have been fulfilled.
I mean, honest with you, we did not need the story arc of him being a Targaryen. Honestly, if that would not have been in it, it would have been the same exact ending.
No.
That was the most useless. For what?
Because then you
had... He would have still been in love with Dany, right? They would have still been in love, right?
But then...
Dany would still did what the fuck she did.
How do we know that? That's the thing. As from a writer's standpoint, you got to try and justify that shit more. And then she's going to say... Unless you're trying to say that, like, her family suffers from mental illness, which is, we're not doing that. So you have to say, you have to give for enough reason. Her losing every single person around her in a horrific fashion. If John was still by her side, and that's why we're saying, like, right before she tripped up, she came to him and was like, listen, like, you know, you could lay it down right now and maybe I could chill out. And he was like, yo, I can't do it. You know? He was so honorable right up until he knew he had to go and do what he had to do with Dany. And that was finally Jon Snow, that's for his purpose. Like, you cannot, being like your dad is what got your brother killed.
Let me tell you why I felt like it was useless. When they was having that whole meeting, that whole conversation with Tyrion and the lords of Westeros, whatever, right? Not on one fucking time did anybody bother to bring up that John is a true fucking king, and what he did was actually not that. It was actually not that bad. You think about it. He was a real king.
I know, but his
no one bought that shit the fuck up.
The problem.
It? So all this shit was bullshit.
You have to understand that they're all old. You cannot just come. Imagine if nigga just said that, like, hey, this dude is Aegon Targaryen. He just killed his aunt, but it's all good though. Grey Worm would have been like, what? No, like I'm killing him. And
I'm trying to figure out why he didn't kill him in the first place. I'm trying to figure out how John even got into custody in the goddamn first place.
Listen, here's what I thought should have happened. What would have been cool, we could have got one more episode where he killed Dany at the end, right? Here's the thing. They don't show what Dany was doing in the meantime. You could have had scenes with her like walking around through all of the things and all that and not feeling nothing. That would have been fire. Like him walking through it, her just laying down with the dragons, her doing something in the meantime and split that up among... You know, but you still, you couldn't end the like, because since this is the only last episode, you couldn't end it that way. But let's say the episodes are shorter. You could have ended with Dany dying, and then Jon Snow turning around, and then Grey Worm was standing at the door like, yo, what's good?
Yeah.
And then just have that fight happen.
Yeah.
Have him, you know, so then maybe if you kill Grey Worm, but then the Unstable just run the city and run for you. So you can't kill Grey Worm because he basically has to command the Dothraki and the Unsullied. The Dothraki, we don't know what happened to them. Most of them, I think most of them left on the ship. Some of them probably went to the Reach because they were offered that land, that space, that land. And he went to Nar to protect the people over there from being stolen away like Missandei was. So he's still going to fulfill her dream. But he just doesn't know how to channel that properly. Fine.
They bitched up Grey Worm OD and
that. But I understand that for Grey Worm, like, I understand that. I thought they were hinting at a fight, but I think it took a turn where the queen being killed, like, well, if we just do shit now, then we definitely are going to get killed because the city now is a war zone. So, like I said, Northerners would have raided the city right away if he did kill Jon. And that would have been like, we'd have been like, okay. Because if Jon got killed, I'm like, okay, well, we need to get the city needs to be liberated. And probably because of that, there would have been no high council. It would have been like, listen, we need to just clear the city out. And whoever decided to do that, then after that, they were having a conversation that might not have went so cleanly because Jon wasn't on the table no more. So Sansa, Bronn, and Arya would have been tight.
Unsullied and Dothraki should have just washed everybody. They already had the goddamn city. It would have made more sense. I'm like, yo, just wash.
They're just an army, though. They can't run a city. Like, and at the end of the day, all you can do, the whole point of the show at the end was to say, like, we can't keep doing what we've always been doing. So having an army take over the city and raiding the city to free the people is literally what we just did. So that went and solved the problem. And if you wrote that into the show, it basically is saying, like, we're just going to keep doing this again and again until someone decides to say, fuck it, I'm going to be king or queen. And who else is going to do it right now? And that's kind of the reason. It's like, you know, who else would you have chosen? Jon is a queen slayer, but there's too many old people in the show still to allow that to permeate the proper way. Now, let's say if they did say what happened. Fine, cool. It would have been like, oh, how do we know this? Bran would have been like, I know I'm a three-eyed raven. The other people would have been like, I don't really know what that means. Like, no, not many people know what the three-eyed raven is. Technically, the three-eyed raven was a Targaryen as well. He was a Targaryen bastard. That's why his last name was Brendan Rivers. And so it's really about, the show is really about bloodlines more so. Like, when you start looking at lineage, the bloodlines really start stacking up. But what I want to say is that, like, when I see thinking about, like, different ways it could have happened, you could have had a Grey Worm Jon Snow fight, but they both of them couldn't die. Like, if Jon, it's either Grey Worm can't die or Jon Snow would have to die. Like, you couldn't have Grey Worm get killed.
They're not going to kill Jon. Grey Worm would have watched Jon Snow. And I had a conversation about this in the group chat yesterday. There's a Game of Thrones
because group chat on Facebook. It's Spear versus Staff,
shout
bro.
Out to the Game of Thrones group chat on Facebook. But I had this conversation like the other day. Who will watch who in the fight? And everybody's saying Grey Worm. Like, if it's sword on sword, Jon probably got him. But if Grey Worm got his spear, he washing the shit out of Jon Snow. I don't care what nobody say. I don't really care what nobody say. Like, it's not happening, fam.
Right.
It's not happening.
And the whole show is meant to show how the pack survives. So you have to also push that narrative as well. Sansa was always going to be, you know, on Queen of the North.
That was fine.
For her annexation. I thought that was cool. And they wouldn't have gotten that had anyone else been the crown.
That was cool.
Jon
should not have been king, bro. Fuck out.
Jon, you think that she would have bent the knee to Jon if Jon became king?
Yep.
I doubt it.
Yep, she definitely would have.
She didn't do it to Bran.
She definitely would have.
Think about it this way.
Because she knew that Bran, at the same time, like if Jon would have been king, because he's already king of the North, technically. You know? He never stopped being king of the North. You know, like,
yes, he was. When he relinquished his crown to Dany, and then Sansa took over. She's Lady of Winterfell. She just wasn't queen in the North because they didn't crown her queen in the North because
Jon was still their leader.
Nah.
Jon was still warden of the North, bro. I don't care what you talking about, bro. Jon still ran the North.
It's a fact. Under Dany's rule.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dany's dead. So he no longer is king of Winterfell. Because
he's king of fucking everything. That's what he is.
All right.
That's what he is, bro.
Listen, so the last episode, like I said, again, culminated in Bran the Broken, which I think is a crazy name.
Stupid ass name, bro.
But I'll roll with it. It could have been Bran the Raven. I would have staked that.
Bran the Broken.
Or Bran the... Yeah, Bran the Three-Eyed Raven.
I can't believe this dude said, yo, Wiz.
Oh, Stark Raven would have been cool. Like, Bran Stark Raven. Like, he could change his name to King Bran Stark Raven. Like, some cool stuff like that. Like, you know, but like, see, Bran doesn't, he doesn't care. He's like, listen, you know.
He said he about to go and daydream about what.
But Drago the reason is. Why he said the broken, because him becoming in that way led to everything else that happened in his life. So the whole show is kind of saying the same thing that people got mad about when Sansa was saying the thing that happened to her made her who she was. And people was like, oh, are you trying to think of rapists? It's like, no, this shit happened to you already. You have to make peace with it and grow from that shit. Like, you can't go back in time and change it, but you cannot be a victim of what happened to you. And everyone, at least the Stark children, have shown that they're not victims of what happened, except for Jon. Jon was a victim for a long time of his not knowing shit. Like, he just was always just trying to follow what he think that was going to do. And I'm like, you got to figure out what you want to do for yourself, bro. Like, and at the end, because Ned never would have killed Dany if that was. That would have been like him killing Cersei in the beginning. When he just, like, instead he pressed out like, yeah, leave town. I'm telling your husband.
Stupid as shit.
Like, what? Say. But that's what Jon was doing. I'm going to go talk to Dany. Well, you got it. Then, like, yeah, you got to take the dagger out, bro. Like, come on. So but that's what sucks. Like, Jon's like, crap, I don't. You could tell at the moment he decided, like, yeah, I really got to stab her. Like, when she said, oh, they don't get to choose. I'm like, oh, he's like, oh, so what are we doing? Like, you can't tell me at that moment, like, she ain't get it. Like, she ain't deserve it. Like, at that moment, like, oh, what are we doing? So we knew. Fine.
I knew it was going to happen that quickly, though.
I knew it was going to happen that quickly.
I was like, oh, they're going to, like, you know, extend it out a little longer. And I was like, oh, he's going to kill her right now.
People forget about the vision. They had to pay off the vision. They paid off all the vision that we've seen. The dragon flying, the dragon shadow over King's Landing, they showed that. Yes. Her walking to the throne room, her touching the thing, her actually reaching out and touching it. But then what happened in the vision, right? Boom.
She didn't get to touch it.
Then a dragon's cry distracted her and she walked outside and seen Khal Drogo. Now we know the dragon's cry was Jon. The dragon.
Whatever, man.
So now I'm just saying this is how I see it. Like it's not gonna be.
All we know is
because people get so
dead body is somewhere flying over Westeros.
People
right
get
now.
So hung up on the fact that this is hitting story beats that they're not seeing the symbolism that they're trying to wrap up, and they abandon a lot of storyline. Like we didn't get to see a lot of Bran using his powers after that. Like we got to see him traveling and seeing stuff.
See
they
Bran
cut all that stuff.
For like, but
I'm going to go now. I'm going to go now.
He literally about to go and sleep in the last season too. I'm gonna go find him.
Because he could warg a dragon, but he never did it. So, last season, though. You see, not because the last season wasn't solid.
Season 7?
No. Season 8 was solid for what it was. Like,
no.
Listen. Here's what you got to do. Forget about the fact that they're supposed to have more episodes or whatever. They said they're doing it in 6. So, after 6 episodes, did they get to what they wanted to get to?
No.
Yeah, they did.
Not for me.
Arya went off to go do what she said she was going to do.
Okay.
3 seasons ago. Sansa became what she always wanted to become in the place where she's supposed to be.
Yep.
Even though she didn't know that.
Jon Snow
went back north to do whatever the hell he wanted to do because he doesn't. What did he want to do? He didn't want to be king. He didn't want to be at Winterfell. When he went north, he was like, oh, I could do this. So that's where he's at now with the Wildlings. Now, mind you, he might not even. We don't even know. He might be going to drop the Wildlings off and then he might just live between the Wildling area and Captain, and just run that whole area. Probably that's what's gonna happen. And we know we know Tyrion's gonna visit him because he said he's gonna visit him. So, like, everyone except for Grey Worm knows that Jon Snow is going to basically just be chilling and do whatever. It's like sending a rich guy to prison. Like, oh yeah, we're gonna lock him up. You're gonna chill 3 meals a day with a golf course and all that. Like, that's the equivalent of what happened to Jon Snow at the end. Made it look all messed up. because the other option was him being executed. We're going to say, Grey Worm, get out of here, dog. We're going to raid the city. We're going to free John. We're going to take over. And that would have been like, okay, so what lesson did we learn here? Nothing. And who's going
to... That would have been Game of Thronesy. That would have been what Game of Thrones represented, bro.
But that's the thing. Game of Thrones represented the fact that the Game of Thrones is not supposed to be played.
And let's not even talk about...
That's why Bran won.
First of all,
he didn't...
I'm still fucking mad the way fucking Cersei died. First of all, this season was trash, bro. I don't care what nobody say, man.
Cersei died with the one that she loved in a most unceremonious way. For me, I take it. Because a lot of other shows, I know what we wanted to happen. That's things. Game of Thrones always wants to give us what you want. We wanted to see what happened to Robb Stark. We didn't get to see shit. He got stabbed up. Baby got stabbed. Mom got killed. Dog got killed.
Everybody got killed. O.D.
Old Frey got slayed. Like, people got chopped. Like, they're not giving you what you want. You think that... Yes, well, the Frey gang murder was epic because it was Arya. Like, but Arya had the best, coolest death in the show. Like, Arya was killing people out here. She, the Night King, while the Frey was Vassage, when she was with the Hound, killing those people, when she had Nita before that, the Wraith. You know what Arya had some of the coolest fights in the show.
You know what would have been cool? If that scene where they had Tyrion go into the crypt and he found Cersei's body, would have been cool if Cersei was still alive.
And he just hit her?
She reached out to Tyrion, and then Tyrion took his face off, and it was Arya, and he would have killed him.
That would have been fire.
That would have been fire!
And I'm like, no. You gonna die, girl.
Something. I was hoping
It would have been funny. Yeah, that would have been kind of funny, and it have been really anticlimactic, like, to see Tyrion show up there, because it would have been like, or... Arya just follow him down there and just be like, oh, okay, cool. And then you see Tyrion crying, and then you see Cersei wake up later and Tyrion's still there, but it's not Tyrion no more. But then it's like, here's the thing. You can't kill Tyrion because she can't take faces in other people's death. She's not there yet. So she got to kill Tyrion or someone else. Or she could have taken Jaime's body and take his face. So then when Cersei woke up, she was seeing Jaime, and it'd been Arya, and Arya would have killed them. Lena Headley, who plays Cersei, and Arya, Maisie Williams, who plays Arya, both said that they thought that was going to happen. But not, like, Maisie said that she thought that Sharon and Cersei were going to have more scenes, or some kind of altercation, and they might have died together, and, Lena Headley said that she thought that even when she was reading the script that maybe like Arya was going to have Jamie's face or whatever at the end, which actually would have been kind of fire. But the thing is, I think they're thinking about spinoff series with Arya, sending her off to go do whatever, and having her die due to revenge would have been a really big waste of her character, honestly. Because if she died, that's what the Hound was saying. You keep going at this point. If you go now, you're not going to get out of here alive.
His death was the only death in season 8, besides Varys,
but that's,
that didn't bother me.
But that's because his death was preordained. We knew his life was purely about revenge. Arya's has not. She has more to do, more to live for. She became an assassin. Yeah, she was angry, but she's still so young. You don't have to live this life.
She got bad dick.
You don't have to live this life. So she could do whatever she wants. So that's why the Hound was like,
over that.
Yeah, I mean... Whatever. I mean, shout out to Gendry. They're chilling at the council, you know. Like, the people on the show, think about what happened then. People, even Davos, he couldn't read in the beginning when you found him, bro. At Flea Bottom. And now he's on a high council. Like, people coming up. And that's
breaking. Except for Jon Snow.
Jon Snow. What are you talking about?
My nigga died, bro.
Jon Snow is basically, he's a victim of the past.
My nigga died, bro.
Okay. But he came back because he died trying to unite the North. Killed those people because his purpose was to break the will. Not to either becoming king himself or stopping the reign from continuing forward in a vicious manner.
He died just to end right back up where he started in season 1.
It's crazy, right?
It's fucked up, man.
It's crazy. It's crazy. That's crazy how that happened.
Yeah, so, I'll be honest with y'all, Game of Thrones people, man. That was me. I would have fought all of y'all.
The whole show was amazing. Even with the last season together, even with the Theon's storyline was... You can't tell me Theon's storyline got botched. It did not. It ended pretty
fantastically. Let me tell you something.
Fantastically.
Game of Thrones was good right up until Arya killed the Night King. And then after that, it just got trash. people say season 7 was trash. I didn't think it was trash. I liked season 7. So right up until Arya killed the Night King was when it got bad for me.
Season 7 got kind of clunky too. Here's the thing. The whole show trying to deal with the Night King and Cersei, that's when everyone's story arcs got ripped out their original seedings. You have to think about what's happening. People in the beginning were like, oh, Water Five Kings, blah, blah, blah. Everything's business as usual. People killing. People are evil, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yo, death is coming for all of us. When you look at season 7, as the show starts going, people who are finding out about the Night King, Arya and the Hound perfectly surmise what happens when they find out about the death is coming. They both doing their own thing. The Hound's going to go kill his brother, blah, blah, blah. Mm. He traveling together, gets separated. Arya finds out about Jon being north. Instead of going to kill Cersei, she goes north. Fine, cool. Gets wrapped up in the Battle of Winterfell. Gregor Clegane, he doesn't die. Gets found by Barry Dondarrion. Like, the Seven Kingdoms dude, Light of the Seven, finds out about the threat of the Night King and the fire that he sees. And he's commanded to go up there as well. Mm. And it's like, so everyone's arcs got kind of, like, in the last episode is kind of saying, okay, that's over now. What are these people going to be doing? Pretty much what they were doing before that. That's what humans are like. Like, our lives don't change for the rest of our lives because something happens. Like, we want to get back to some kind of normalcy. If people want to go on a fucking vacation or visit a thing, then let's say you have a death in the family. Okay, yeah, that happens. But then maybe after that, once you heal, you're going to want to go to that place still. So I think that's the show is kind of shown, like, not everything happens the way that you might want it to, but it's going to end at some point in some way. And I feel like John would have been better served being alive than being dead. Because that's the thing. It's either he's going to be dead right then and there, or you're going to have to pull some strings to get him to live like they did. Because there's no way he would have lived that situation out, honestly. No. Like, the fact that Jaime killed the Mad King, he got to live, like, okay, well, you can't kill John then, because Jaime got to walk out that building. He's known as a Kingslayer, and no one's testing him for that. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. That's crazy.
I just feel like, and a lot of fans feel like disappointed by the season. And to not I'm not saying, and like, I think people took it a little too far with the whole petition thing. I thought that was a little.
Yeah, because up. The Battle of Winterfell, they shot over the course of like 2 months, bro. Yeah. It was out
in Battle of Winterfell was actually day. I thought it was great. I guess the only issue if I'm being very particular about the episode was it was too dark. I had to like turn the brightness on TV all the way up and I still couldn't see. So but besides that, it was a great episode. Really great. Arya killed the Night King, super clutch. She came through like my man Steph Curry in fourth quarter. You know what I'm saying? You know, my man Damian Lillard with that buzzer.
Listen, beater. I love. Best some highlights was Brienne getting knighted.
Yes, that was nice.
Like, I feel like even with that, Jaime went up. We had a little character development, served his purpose. Mm. Now, probably originally he was gonna stay with her longer before he left.
Was trash, bro.
He was gonna stay with her longer before he left, but like he got pulled back into his own story too.
Yo, Jamie.
He got pulled back into his own story too.
Jamie literally hit it with the "you know what it was" when we met.
Listen, I don't want to even get into that. Like, if you want to talk about other episodes, we can do that. Yo. But we just pull him back out because we don't have time to talk about every episode in season 8.
No, we don't.
So.
It was good though. I mean,
but the one thing I want to mention is that the fact that the dire wolves were very significant, and people don't give them enough credit. People care about ghosts getting a pet, but I'm just gonna read this off. So Jon Snow's dog was called Ghost. At the end of the series, Ghost is alive, right, and beat up and living up north.
He's one of the only ones alive besides Arya's.
I know, like Ghost, like Jon. Arya's dog, Nymeria, is named after a warrior of the past. And Arya is now known. And Nymeria was defending Arya because, you know, as a warrior and all that, she's a very vicious person. But then was set aside by Arya in order to spare its life. The same thing that the Hound did for her, the same thing the Hound did for her multiple times. Like, listen, like, you know, you don't got to die right now. You can live past this. When they ran each other again, Nymeria now has her own pack of wolves in the forest. And no longer is gonna go with Arya, signifying that they are two different people now. And Arya is going off.
It was a little confusing when they had that whole, "Oh, that wasn't you."
Yeah. Like,
what the heck did that mean?
Because she's no one. It's like they are not the same anymore.
Okay. All right.
Like, that's what that is. Okay. For brand, dog being called Summer. I didn't understand that now becoming king is like, oh no, winter, summer. Summer died for him right when he died, right when he became a three-eyed raven. So that version of himself, that version of him was running around with the wolves and he was playing around with his worgen, died out and he kind of elevated. It's like becoming Super Saiyan. He became a three-eyed raven after that. He don't need summer no more because now he is summer. He's bringing the summertime. King. Fine. Cool. I was like, that's the only way that can make sense to me. Rickon and Shaggy Dog both came and went and died as they sounded. So there's nothing else to say about that. Shaggy Dog was a really vicious person because Rickon was a very like straightforward child. He didn't really understand the nuances of like what was going on, and the dog, well, the direwolf also did not understand, was attacking people and was locked up. And because they were not being locked up, they were a part of the reason why they didn't know about the siege happening at Winterfell, because the dogs were tied up. They couldn't alert anyone beforehand. And they both died unceremoniously, like off screen, because they got captured and sent away to the Boltons. And you don't know what happened before that, if they were allowed to go with the knight, with Red Brand. Mm-hmm. And then Sansa and Lady, obviously Lady died in King's Landing. Sansa always wanted to be a lady. Now she's Lady of the North. But she wanted to be Lady in King's Landing. She thought that that's where her royalty was going to be lying at, in King's Landing. So Lady died with her. Lady died with that idea. Right after that. And after that, as you know, she went into a whole bunch of shit. Mm-hmm. But she eventually became a lady. Like, she wanted to be. Just where she's, like, as a direwolf in the North.
Okay.
And then for Robin Greywyn, well,
I don't know if she's a direwolf because she still can't fight for shit. But all right. Okay, whatever.
I said nothing about fighting. All right. Rickon and Shaggy Dog couldn't fight for nothing. Like, Summer and Bran was putting their work in.
That's how Rickon died. But
exactly. So, dang, all wolves can't fight. Robin Greywyn. Greywyn was like the most disciplined out of all of them. He was like on it. But Greywyn was like showing how fast and powerful Rob's reign was. He kind of came and went. Boy, the Five Kings was crazy. He wasn't playing, but he, like a Greywyn, he did not succumb to tradition and it got him killed. He tried to play the Game of Thrones too hard. He was like, yeah. I ain't marrying that girl. I was like, yo, you said you're going to. Nah, I'm good. See what they gonna say. We need his help though. What?
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, Rob was kinda wilding. Like, I'm sorry, yo. Like, Rob and because of that, John was like, oh my god. Like, he really just said, yo, forget honor. And that's why John was so trying to say, but my honor, you're the king. But it's treason. No, it's not. Like, but that was John's thing. Like, you have to become a little bit more like your brother and less like your father. You have to find out who you wanna be.
It took him way too long for him to realize that.
Yeah. And he only found that out living north of the wall. And it's like, yo, I like this version of myself. So, yeah. Yeah. We love to know how you guys felt. We know how you guys feel, you know. But tell us, what would you have liked to see happen in this last season? Your thoughts.
Not brand broken.
I listen. When you think about it, I'm rolling with it because he's actually the safest choice because he knows.
This motherfucker really finessed everybody.
He knows. Also shout out to Aaron Rodgers. He just did a video where he said basically he kind of detailed how if Brand knew he was going to be. Here's the thing. We don't know when Brand found out he was going to be king. Right? Now we know that he probably gave Arya the dagger knowing that she's going to have the Night King with it. We know that. We do know he kept looking at Tyrion probably because either Tyrion is going to die or become his Hand of the King. One of the two things. He knew that. Because he kept staring at certain people. You know? Mm-hmm. He kept staring. You know what I'm saying? Like, he stared at Tyrion a lot. Stared at Jaime a lot. Told Jaime how he knows it's going to be afterwards. Because he knew Jaime wasn't going to make it. Mm-hmm. He was like, Jaime, don't worry about that. You know, you ain't going to be here. I'm going to be here. You ain't going to be here. But he can't tell people that. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, how much did you know? And that's the thing. We're never going to know how much he knew. Like, we're not going to know. And that kind of sucks.
I'm not going to know nothing.
Because we could have showed more visions. You know, we could have had more stuff like that happen. It kind of be like somewhere ambiguous, like, oh, okay, like a golden hand. They kind of did show that a little bit with the previews for season 8 with like the hands and going around Winterfell and all that. That was cool, but it wasn't enough. It just, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, I'm the kind of person where like I'm not going to complain about what I wanted to get. I'm just going to talk about what I got and what, you know, did we wrap up certain things. Yeah, we did. It just, you know, we kind of skipped over the little nuances that could have made it better. Like, we could have seen more Brand using his powers. You could have seen more of that. You could have seen him actually being more useful, to having more conversations with people. You know, at least towards the end, he's becoming a little bit more of a person. He's not just staring at people when they're talking to him and not saying anything.
Listen,
That's what I'm gonna say. Someone asked
me, that line, why you think I come all the way here? I was like, bro. Now we don't know if he knew beforehand because remember they were locked up for a couple weeks. Maybe he only seen himself becoming king after Danny got killed. He was like, I'm gonna be king now, like, cause maybe before that he thought John's gonna be king. Maybe he said that's why John needs to know, cause maybe he's like, John, if you, cause maybe here's the thing, if John had acted on it earlier,
Maybe Bran's the only one that was actually playing the Game of Thrones.
Cersei definitely wasn't. Cersei was just trying to just hold her own. She was like, listen, I'm not moving.
Bran's like, I'm out here doing chess
moves. Cersei should have left like that morning if she wanted to live. She said left. And that's the thing. Stubbornness.
I don't want to die. Shut the fuck up.
Lannister stubbornness, bro. Like, and that's the same thing with Tyrion. They all are really, really stubborn. Really, like, Tyrion trying to spare Jaime all these. I'm like, yo, he's like, your brother's back here. But like, listen, you knew he was going to die.
I wanted Tyrion to die, bro. I really did, bro.
He could have died. Like, but I just feel like as the brains and as the only, like, imp, you don't want to kill him.
You don't want to kill him. But y'all decide. Y'all let us know what y'all think. What you think should have happened. Someone asked me the other day, should they watch the entire thing? And I said, yeah, you should watch up.
Hell
until,
yeah.
You should watch up into season 8.
Watch the whole 3. Thing. No, watch the whole thing. Don't
and listen. After that, just stop.
Watch the whole thing again, and you let us know what you thought about the last episode again. Forgetting what happened to Danny. Everything that happened after Danny died, it's just them saying, listen, we have to get to these points. We got there. Now, we got a spinoff. We got spinoffs coming. People keep coming online
talking about, after I watched it for the 8th time. You got to watch it 8 times for you to like it. If I watch them 8 times, I like it too.
Because that's what the show asks of you. Because there are little details. Like, if you forget about the line, what's the rest of us? I don't know. I'd like to see that. You'd be like, where's she going? You forget that's what she wanted to do if you forgot what she said in season 5. Jon Snow wanting to go back north and all that. Like, you don't understand that unless you remember how much he enjoyed being up north. And I'm like, I'd take that over him dying.
Another part of that wasn't realistic, bro. Nobody wanted the Iron Throne besides Sansa's uncle. Nobody wanted that shit.
I think a lot of them realized that after everything that just happened, they was like, I'm not messing with that. I think that's what's going on after what everything that's happened, especially the older people getting killed. Think about it. If you're like 70 years older than that show, you know about mad people that got killed that were like your age group. You was like, you know what? I don't want to, I'm not, because the moment I say I want the Iron Throne, someone probably coming to kill me. That's kind of the idea. Like, we need to stop with the cycle. And it's funny because the one who had to do it was Drogon. The same way I got to create it, the same way I got destroyed. It's like Drogon was like, symbolically, like, this fight for this stuff.
How Samuel ain't die?
Listen, we're not going to talk about that. Yeah. The battle went to so great. Like, nah, the plot armor was OD on the episode, bro. Like, that's another day. Like, Samuel could have got clipped, you know, or at least had a heroic moment.
How
he could have saved
how
other homeboys.
How the dude with no fingers ain't die?
The Onion Knight? Sir Davos?
How Sir Davos ain't catch an L?
Listen, man, because he's supposed to use people who are smart, book smart.
We don't even know what he was doing the whole time.
Educated.
When they pulled up in there, we don't know what he was doing.
Educated.
We didn't even see him anymore.
Educated people needed to survive at the end. That's the whole point. Educated people needed to survive because people who are swinging their swords around, the time of that is over. That was Robert's time. I'm going to take the Iron Throne, my force. I'm going to swing my axe around. I'm going to kill the king, and that's how it's going to work. That shit is over with.
Anyway, listen.
So.
Wash up until season 8.
But they laughed at democracy. That was funny. They were like, let's all have a vote. Nope.
After that, you're going to get Bran the Broken and a bunch of bullshit. So
Bran about to hold it down because Bran knows everything that happened beforehand, so he knows what not to do, and he knows how to make things right going forward.
Whatever, man. Whatever. Game of Thrones, I was with y'all.
You need that in the country now. People are not going to do the same old, same
old. I was so ready to say that this is the greatest television show ever. You know, ahead of Breaking Bad, but nah. Y'all let me down, so...
Did you watch the end of Dexter?
I wasn't really into that show, but I heard the ending was trash. Everybody was.
It's more trash than this. I mean, I take this.
I didn't even watch that show, so.
Listen, off the fits alone, bro, you can't tell me this ending was bad. The fits was fire. Sansa dressed as fire. What you mean they had the direwolf leaves on her, showing that she's free now, she's home. Arya with the coat. What,
bro? And they had another bottle. It was another bottle in the goddamn scene. Listen, I'm tired, bro.
They in the dragon pit. It's hot. Yo, get off their back, man. I'm tired. They got off their back. Who was the Prince of Dorne? Who was that guy?
Nobody gives a fuck.
I want to know. Nobody gives a fuck. I want to spin off of that dude. What's up? Fuck,
anyway, this is Casual Nerddom. This is Adrian Daniel.
This is Chris Bacon.
And thank you guys for listening to this special episode of Casual Nerddom. If you haven't yet, go and watch the previous episodes. The next season is coming soon. Look out for it. Thank you guys so much. Peace and love.
Okay. All right. Bye, guys.